Can't hear anything because I haven't spoken. Hey everybody, I already got my drink. We'll give another minute or so for people to filter in here. I assume you can hear me now.
Yeah, we're all waiting on Casimir to show up. I don't know what's going on with him.
It was worth a try, Mirana. Mirana is attempting to troll me by telling a bunch of people to say that they can't hear me. I just wanted it on the record that that's what's going on here for those confused listening later.
Okay, the first rule of mumble etiquette is that if somebody asks, can you hear me, everybody stays silent.
This has been a great introduction to Goonswarm Federation and the Imperium. Welcome, everyone. We're happy to have you all back home. As Apple said, if you're not back home yet, there will be a giant-ass move-up as soon as we're done here. Does anyone have any questions about that? Feel free to sound off in Elysium. Okay, I believe there are no serious questions so far. So once we get home, a bunch of stuff is going to start happening. Those who have heard the rumors about the Pachvin Sig, that will be coming next week. That is not ready yet, but if you're going and trying to push hard shit in and shoot people in triangle space, that will be happening soon. Now that we're getting home, we also intend to revamp home defense and really upgrade what we are doing here and try to protect people who are crabbing. I don't, again, have too much in the way of formal information about that, but be paying attention to the Delve 911 channel and have your stuff ready to go once you're here. We've been deployed for a long time, right? But we're going to have fleets here in Delve pretty regularly once we're back. Have your hack fleets ready to go. Have Ferroxes sitting around in case those get called by Scourge commanders. And most importantly, Flycatcher fleet. You'll see a lot of. We also use super trains for ESS defense, right? Have your stuff ready. If it hasn't been, if you just suitcased all your crap home and left it sitting there and none of your clones are together and you don't know where anything is, school's getting started. Eve is going to start to heat back up here in a little bit. And we want people playing. We're going to work on home defense and get ourselves right with EVE Online. So Delve 911 is a Jabber channel. It was asked. You can join that. That's where if you have a Rourke Wall or a Capital that's tackled, you can be ping there and get attention and try and get a rescue. That channel has a ton of instructions in it, in the topic, as far as how to do that and get protection, right? If you want to be aware of that and try to respond to that sort of stuff, that's where to be. Doomlord289 asked, is Sif returning? I don't have an answer for that yet. It's very likely that it will return at some point. I don't want to predict a timeline, right, that relies on us having enough people, having the right people to use it, and it being the right thing to use. So there's no harm in having it. But most importantly is to get the less expensive line ships ready for more standard fleets. Flycatcher fleet you'll see all the time. Hack fleets you'll see regularly, right? And like I said, for ESS defense, which is another thing that happens regularly, we use super trains quite a lot. Obadista asks, will we have an official Imperium standing fleet? No future plans. I don't have specifics yet. It's being worked on. I did mention stupid idiot fleet. There was a question about it. Sky Enzo asks, can we have capital training while we aren't at war? I think that's a great idea. It's something that I guess has at least been discussed, but I don't want to represent any promises. The FC team is very active in looking for people to join Skirmish Commanders and in training the people that we do have. At some point, you're going to see that extend into capitals, and that will take place within those groups, right? If you're interested in capital stuff, the most important thing is to get into Capital Storm and have your capital fitted and fueled and ready to go, and then we'll see what happens. Yes, Weasel350 says, join Skirmish Commanders. They are always looking for people. Someone dropped the recruitment forum link. We'll do a general shout out if you're listening. And for whatever reason, this is the first time you've heard this. We have a whole recruitment forum of SIGs and squads that you can go look at and join people that are doing interesting things within the Alliance, some of which are not advertised here, like a muck. Wingman4508 asks, is it more impressive that ASCII has been in Goons for 6 years or that they've gone this long without collapsing in general? So, when our member corp joined the Alliance, my own, it was 2010, and we formally collapsed in 2015. So I have to just say kick ASCII. That's what I got. It never gets old. That was great. Thank you, everyone, for helping me with that. Overbeer asked, when will Checkbox be announced as WAF CEO? That's an interesting one, actually. We've had some discussion about what to do about that. I've sort of debated seizing control of GoonWAF, right, as an ex-corporate CEO. But the problem for me is that I was always the worst member corp CEO. That's why my corporation collapsed and we all ended up in Goonwalk in the first place. So it's sort of setting us up for failure, right? But I have some thoughts. We'll probably talk about that more in a couple of weeks once we're home. Goonwalk gets to be on autopilot for a little while, and that's going to be okay. But I have designs on making it into the best retirement home in the galaxy. I'm telling you guys, though, I was a terrible, terrible member corp CEO. The only reason I'm still around is because Mittens immediately made me into an alliance director instead, right? So, Elkris asks, we have peacetime, any war soon, right? So, we've had a lot of war. We've had 6 months straight of war, right? Trying to keep people engaged and do something with this game. There are a lot of people who want to break right now. That said, we have a lot of people who are playing even. If you're interested in PvP, we have a lot of people for you to shoot still. There is action all over the galaxy. Like I said, the Pac-Man SIG doesn't open till next week, but the early versions of that are already very active, right? We have a lot of opportunities. Check that recruitment forum. We will have many, many people for you to shoot. And indeed, there are hostile fleets visiting us nearly every day. If you want to get on kill mills, that is very easy. Someone asked about asset safety move ops. I don't have any information on that sort of stuff right now. At some point, we'll probably repeat an asset safety move op when we have some time and logistical capacity. Right now, we're entirely focused on moving people home from the war front. Elkris asks, will there be more home defense fleets? That's very likely, right? Now that we're all home, Delve is going to be a lot more active. I guess I can sort of comment on that, even though I wasn't here for much of the heyday, right? But now we've been on deployment for a long time. Delve is going to look different, and there's going to be 3 or 4 times as many people logged in, especially now as school has gotten started again. This is Labor Day weekend, right? So our numbers are sort of small on the fire side right now, but I anticipate that there's going to be a lot of people. And we'll talk more about what's coming for EVE Online in a second. So people are asking about how to make is the Crab Beacon still get money is one question, and we've heard a bunch of concerns about people like living in Nelsec. So I will say the situation is, for those who are not paying attention, the situation of Nelsec's income is bad. The DBS is pretty much a chokehold. If a system is overfarmed, it's hard to get out from under. And Moongoo that we have been mining has turned out to sort of have a decline in value this year thanks to some mechanical changes they've made. But so this is a big reason that we intend to focus on upgrading ourselves in terms of crab tech, right? We're still running on crab tech and decisions and ways of doing things that are really kind of outmoded, and it's time to upgrade those. Pac-Man is a small part of that, right? Pac-Man is really about shooting Horde, right? Because Horde is paying too much attention to it. But there's money there, right? And so we're going to investigate what can be done. Similarly with home defense, the point of home defense is really being able to upgrade our crabbing to take advantage of crab beacons, make sure all of our stuff is protected, and then when capitals can be used, that we can use them safely, right? So that is absolutely stuff we're working on. At the same time, we can't be oblivious here. Nelsec is not always the best place to make money, right? If you really want to be farming a ton of money, one of the best places to do it right now is with a Marauder and a Wormhole. I'm not saying we should all goon rush that. We don't have something structured around that. But maybe that's what we're going to be talking about in a couple weeks if we decide that really we want to print ISK, right? So these are things that Goonswarm has been bad at, right? But we're going to need to tech up in order to possibly to survive. At the same time, we live in Delve, and that is not going to change. So the top A-plus focus is going to be home def, right? So again, I encourage everyone to hit the recruitment forum. There are a lot of places like Genesis is a whole corporation and/or squad. I don't want to tie them down, but you can get in and work with them. They know how to do goons and holes, right? We don't need to say more about it here, right? Good luck. So these options are there. They require a little bit more effort than has previously been true sometimes in Nelsec, and we wish that Nelsec itself were better, right? And because it has been the end game of Eve for most of Eve's existence, right? And the fact that things are out of whack is just a huge, huge part of the numbers decline that we're seeing is it's not attractive enough to fight over Nelsec as space, right? That's what's going on. And a lot of the accounts that are missing are the capital alts or the logistics alts or whatever of Nelsec players who aren't interested anymore. So it is a giant problem. At the same time, there are solutions if you're still playing Eve Online. All right, I'm looking for more questions. Several people have asked how Asher is. We've spoken to him. I think he's about as well as can be expected under the circumstances. We hope to be able to see him soon. I don't want to give a timeline, specifically.
We have a lot of also questions about structure policy and other things. There's a lot of things. The focus now is getting back to Delph. And as soon as we are back in Delph, we have time to look into other things. And so that's why it's very important that everybody gets home this weekend. So next week we can look into other things and start talking about that.
Someone also asked to have permittance. He's fine. I spoke to him a couple days ago about something totally not Eve related. Right, he's retired. That's it. So someone is asking about courtmates who are stuck out in the deployment zone still in ZMV or elsewhere, right? We have been working with corporate leadership to speak to those people. They should know who to talk to. Beyond that, talk to your capital groups and your corp reps from the Kremlin and Reed Elysium.
The Kyivstar will die tomorrow, around 1645, 1700, something like that.
Right. So the ZMV Kyivstar in the deployment zone dies tomorrow. That means if you are in a ship there, if you are in the ship, you'll be undocked afterwards within the ship. If all of your other stuff will end up in the asset safety configuration at that point. We intend to try to defend GE TAC if it comes under threat. We'll see how that goes. That's ZMV is the one that is going to get blown up. We are way out of the deployment zone. We are not going to attempt ZMV. All right, move op time. I will probably take a little bit of a break and then later be around in Elysium and answer questions about CCP's stuff, since there has been some drama online lately. But for now, we are done here. Thank you everyone for coming. Look for broadcasts and get to the move out so you can get home. My mood is sanguine. Thanks everyone.